So there's an exterior and an interior natural. So everything being dealt with in this reading is taking place in the natural. All regeneration takes place in the natural. But of course, even in the natural, there is that which sits above consciousness. So from Abram right through, it's about establishing levels within the natural. And the new church is the church of the natural. The interior natural has to be regenerated first, and then the exterior is regenerated from the interior. So there has to be an establishment of higher principles first, so that lower things can then be governed by those and work their way down. And that's what's illustrated in the story. And there is the natural that is cast off, if you like, which is, or for us, pushed to the periphery, which is represented in part by the baker. So that has been dealt with, and now, and the butler has been put into place, which is the intellectual faculty that is doing the interpreting, as opposed to something belonging to the old will. And so that can be instructed and support Pharaoh, who's the more interior level, who is then in need of Joseph in order for the whole thing to be wedded, married as a unit, so that it all functions as one. That's what's being described. So there are two naturals, in the sense of there is the natural that belongs to the old will, and then there is a natural that belongs to what is of the word being established within the mind. And then there are different levels to the natural. There's an interior aspect of the natural to which the cows belong, and there is the exterior of the natural to which the grain belongs. So again, we're getting these distinctions being drawn between levels, just as there is the letter of the word, which would be the grain or the hair or whichever image you use. And then there is the interior sense of the word, which has more to do with living or animated things. In terms of general principles, the idea that we need to shun sins as evils, okay, that's like a key principle, a first principle. If you don't get that, you're not going anywhere, sort of thing. Or the Lord's divine providence is over all things, there's another one. Or the Lord is love, there's another one. So these are what they are, spiritual ideas, right? The good that descends from those ideas into the mind are the celestial of the spiritual. That good that comes from those ideas is constantly descending into the mind. What the mind lacks is the vessels that can make us more aware of those in a situation. So we come into a situation and we get caught, we explode from the love of self, if you like we just get angry and whatever happens happens, and in that moment we're not in freedom. We're totally taken with what's arising, and then we start to justify what's happened to put ourselves in a better light. That's the operation of the baker, right? And then we remember Joseph. And then things start to get a little bit uncomfortable for us, because we begin to see that actually that's all proprial stuff that was happening. And so then those principles are coming alive for us, and maybe they were triggered when we went back to the text and were reading something. So something there served to remind, as a vessel, what's in flowing from what's termed the celestial of the spiritual has met with something we're reading, and then we get this, like a quickening that, that wasn't good. That behavior wasn't good. And there's a recognition, and now we can recognize the evil that needs to be shunned. And as we engage with that, those truths that sit, the memory knowledges, start to be introduced into what is good. They become joined to what is good. because the actual shunning of evils is the good that's being spoken about. That's the charity aspect that's being spoken about. And that's what conjoins those memory knowledges to the first principles, so that the memory knowledges become what reveals the first principles. And then you could get into the fact that when that starts to happen, the Lord's human is being glorified in that, because the Lord is being seen in those memory knowledges. And so the memory knowledges no longer are just a human, which contain, they start to become the living presence of the Lord in our life. And that's the divine human being manifest. So that's the process as far as I can understand it.